Are you alive? Mike, check 1 2 1 2. Hello? Man, you been gone this long that you don't even know how to use the mic. Hello? Hello? What is... How did you come back with technical difficulties? You don't
know. Man, hello? You don't wait till me to plug my stuff in. You just start recording shit. Jesus Christ.
This man has come back complaining. Bro, I literally thought you wasn't going to even be here anymore. I had wrapped up everything. Real wrapped.
Oh, damn. Oh, let's put it back. Let's wrap it up. Get that zip tie out and put these cables back.
I didn't ask you to be here. I thought you was on deathbed.
We already talked. We scheduled it this week.
It's week. Okay, brother. Okay, well, sorry. Let's start again. Welcome back. Oh, man. I missed you, brother.
Let me turn your volume down a little bit. That's a little loud. Okay.
No, I think that's that sickness. That might be that sickness. You hear this?
Yeah, I'm back in the U.S.
Brother, why are you yawning? You been asleep all day?
I'm still on that UK time, on that Europe time. No, it was good. It was very nice. It was very good. Very good vacation. Uh-huh. Excelente. I saw some stuff. Saw old stuff. Ate food. Walked on some old roads.
Tell me how dirty Paris is.
It actually wasn't.
Wait, what?
The dirtiest place was London.
London is dirty?
Where I saw the most trash, yeah.
Did you go to the Eiffel Tower? I thought it was like right outside the Eiffel Tower. It's like super dirt centric or something.
There's dirt. There's a dirt pathway that you walk get there.
I mean,
but it's not dirty.
Interesting.
There's street people that are like sweeping the streets and cleaning up all the time and taking out the trash. It was very clean.
Oh, okay. That's different than I thought. Cause I remember seeing some stuff. They were like right outside of the Eiffel Tower. There's like trash and dirty people and smells like unbathed humans.
Nope. We didn't see any homeless people like that. Nothing crazy. No fucked up stuff. No piles of garbage. So somebody must have been on the wrong day of the week or something.
Well, maybe. Maybe you was on stand on the wrong side.
But you can. Like, we were expecting to see some weird stuff. Uh-huh. And like, oh, there's going to be some like trash and garbage and shit. But no, nothing like that. No, we didn't run into any protests. We didn't run into any crazy stuff. We walked around a lot, like 10 miles a day. So we were like kind of going down all sorts of streets. Oh. Never felt like it was all wild or we were going to get stabbed.
But you said London was dirty, though. Like, for real? What part? You were in London, right?
Yeah, like right next to Buckingham Palace and like everything.
Nice.
Like all the stuff where those people, the king and queen be, that's where we were. So it was first time getting out of the subway and walking on the streets. There was trash and stuff. You mean flying around.
The underground? It ain't called a subway there, the underground?
Didn't pick up who?
You didn't pick up no accent from your man's not hot, nothing? You just come back sound like the same Chris? Subway?
Yeah, they had so many accents. I couldn't stick to one. So I heard all the different accents. So I didn't know which one to pick up. So I just left with nothing. But yeah, they had Man's Not Hot talking over there.
I was saying, man,
they talk like that for real. It wasn't just an act on TV.
I know, right? Like chip chip cheerio. Did you get some bangers and mash or some fish and chips or any of that? You didn't get none of that, did you?
We been had the fish and chips. That was good.
Okay.
I went to a chicken shop. I had to go to a chicken shop.
Was it Nando's?
Chicken and chips? No, I didn't go to Nando's. That place sucks, apparently.
Oh.
But I went to the place called The Chicken Shop.
It was pretty decent. I saw that somewhere on one of these channels before. There was like The Chicken Shop.
That one went viral. So that came up and that was close to walking distance where we were. So dropped in there. That was cool. Nice. I had a chicken and chips experience. Had the fish and chips several places. Had the English breakfast.
Oh, so you had the sausage and the blood pudding and the beans and shit?
That's what they were serving at our hotel.
How was it? You liked it? That was good stuff?
It was good. Okay. It was good. That sausage, that's different. I didn't really like the big old sausage tube pieces. I didn't really like it much, but the rest of it was good.
Oh man,
but that sausage, you can leave that there. But the bacon, like they use that basically, like, you know, like thick ham, that back meat cut or something.
Yeah.
Their bacon stuff is good.
It's just ham. It ain't bacon.
But that's ridiculous. But over there, man, when you get with it, it's good. I usually don't like cook up a pile of ham for breakfast, but over there you get a couple pieces of that thick ham. It's like, yummy.
Did you get that? You get that blood pudding?
I stayed away from that, and I did not eat frog legs in France, though I saw them on the menu, and I was like, no, but I didn't go for the weird shit.
Okay,
gotcha. And I didn't get the spotted dick or whatever either.
Yeah, no, don't touch a spotted dick. That's bad. If you see a spotted dick, then you can go to the hospital. And then you go to hospital.
Treatment immediately.
Immediately. Okay, well, that's cool, man. You did.
But you know, surprisingly, the worst food was in Barcelona.
That's surprising.
Didn't have any flavor. They had some. One thing there was good, like some seafood was good. And some like pasta had some flavor.
Did you have some paella
shit over there? Yeah. We ate that. It was good.
Yeah.
But the other stuff and like empanadas and a couple other things we ate there, just not a lot of flavor in Barcelona. It was real weird.
Well, that's probably because you're out here thinking it's going to be like Mexican or, you know, South American empanadas.
No, just seasoning.
Just season it.
Just give me some this on most of their food. It was like, this is kind of whack. Like the rices and stuff. Yeah, just weren't there. They don't use salsa over there. At least in Barcelona. So like, they just give you something and it's just like dry. Where over here, you might put something on your thing, spice it up a little bit, have some sauce to dip it in. They just give you whatever it is. And you eat it like that.
Okay. Well, I feel that, dog. I mean, it's nothing cool about going to a place and not like really not liking the food. Like going out of the country is already hard for Americans. Yes, we're entitled as fuck. I already know where this is gonna go, but going out of the country as an American is very difficult because our taste buds ain't the same. Like we got too much sugar and spice and everything nice in our food. You go somewhere else, you like, what? Why is this taste like animal? You know, so it makes it difficult. But
yeah, we thought that was gonna be the whole taste trip starting there, but then it got better as we. You know, went Paris, London.
Yeah,
food was great, but man, the sodas. Yeah, they take all the flavor out.
Yeah,
but then you don't feel like shit. You don't feel bloated.
Yeah,
you don't feel nasty after you eat your meals and stuff. Like for the whole 2 weeks, I didn't feel like gross after eating food and stuff. Like, oh, I want to go lay down and die. Like I never had that feeling. Mm-hmm. So I was like, man, they take all the nasty shit out of the food, and once you adjust to it, it's like your body cleanses, and you're like, yeah, you're good.
I mean, and then you're drinking like a
4-ounce Coke with your lunch and stuff.
I mean, I'm cool with that. I think the problem is like the sugar being removed, like because it's like we have so much like high fructose corn syrup in our shit, and we're just not used to it.
Yeah,
but I feel all you on that.
All the stuff tastes different. You know what's funny is at the menus, they'll have Coke, but then they usually don't have anything else after that. If they did, it was a Sprite Zero. Or a Dr. Pepper Zero, but not even not even a regular Sprite. It'd be like Coke Zero, and then a Sprite Zero, and then like a water, like orange juice or something like that. Like they didn't have like 50 sodas for you. And Coke? I tried Dr. Pepper at the store in a can. Mm-hmm. Disgusting. I tried a Monster. I tried a Monster Energy. Disgusting.
Wait, they got Monster over there?
They have energy drinks over there, but they take out all the illegal shit that America gives us.
Makes
it taste all crazy.
Take the fucking steroids. Like, no steroids. No steroids.
And that shit tastes so different. It doesn't even make you want it anymore.
I mean,
so it was interesting. And as soon as I drank an American Coke on the flight back, they served like American Cokes. Man, that shit fucked me up. I was like, oh God, I feel terrible. My stomach's bouncing.
Let me ask you a question. How fucked up is that to drink a Coke on an airplane that you trapped in? You got to take a shit. Like mid-air. You ain't got no choice. Like, that's the worst feeling ever.
That was an 8-hour flight. I was like, no.
Oh, it was only 8 hours? That's not bad, actually. I thought it was longer than that.
8 hours from Belgium to DC and then, you know, layover and then like another 4 hours. So probably like 16 hours door to door.
Gotcha. Yeah, that ain't bad. Yeah, I know that's a shitty ass feeling to be stuck on an airplane. You're like, I gotta poop, man.
No, you don't want to do that on the airplane. Even the the bigger airplane, that bathroom is not meant for that, not built for it.
I mean, so you held it for 8 hours? Oh my goodness!
It wasn't like that. It was just it was making my stomach hurt. It was making my stomach hurt like too much carbonation.
Like my tummy a rumbly. Okay.
But the thing they did to make their drinks better, they give you your soda, and they give you a glass with like one big ice cube and a lemon. They put a slice of lemon in there. That's how they like. Then they pour their Coke in a glass. So the whole time we're drinking Coke out of a glass because that's just what you do. You don't drink it out of the can at the restaurants,
right? That makes sense.
But then you started getting used to that lemon flavor. So I'm like, I gotta get me an ice machine at the house and set me up some lemon, drop it in my Coke. Or
you do know they sell lemon Coke, right? That's an actual thing. There is lemon Coke in this world.
I haven't seen a lemon Coke.
How do you not see, motherfucker?
I go to the grocery store. It has Coke, Coke Zero, Diet Coke, Cherry Coke. Yeah.
There's a lemon Coke. It's either lemon or lime Coke, but there is a lemon Coke.
Interesting.
Yeah. There it is. It's yellowish. And if you get like the bottle, maybe they don't make it anymore. Maybe they stop because Coke do this shit, right? They'll come out with something and they'll be like, some people will like it and a lot of people will hate it and they'll stop making it, but you'll remember it. But yeah, there was a lemon Coke at some point. Maybe
it might have been one of those limited flavors that I just ignored.
Yeah, him might be gone. Because, I mean, they make a million fucking flavors in Coke. Like, what is that damn, the most recent one? The package is like light blue and purple or some shit. I don't know.
Flavor or something?
Yeah, what is that supposed to taste like?
Shit. I tried that, and it just tastes like I'm glad this is limited, because if this was a regular flavor, I would not fuck with this again.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not any of those Cokes that be like, oh yeah, this Coke, it tastes like, you know, pina coladas with toe jam. Like, just give me a Coke, a regular ass Coke.
Yeah, it's been settled. We know the flavor that's good. You don't have to make anything else.
They keep trying to make some new shit with it. Like, you know what they need to come out with, seriously, is like Coke already pre-mixed with some other alcohol. Now, I've had a Jack and Coke that was pre-mixed. That shit was chef kiss. Like, that was like the best thing I ever had in my life. They need to make more of those. Like, I can see it now. Coke and tequila. Coke and beef eater. Coke and vodka. I'm down for it.
Just a take home. You can just pour it out. You're ready to go.
Yeah. It comes in a can and everything. You pop it open. It's shit good. It's good. Jack and Coke. Already pre-mixed. Super expensive, but it's good.
Yeah. They need to do that crossover. Limited edition.
Yeah, they still making it. Like, you can get that Jack and Coke. It comes in a Jack box, not a Coke box, so you won't get them confused. Like, little Timmy go to the store and get some Coke and get the wrong Coke. It's going to be real fucked up, but you can get it. You can still get it out there.
And then do a crossover with that Jack box party games. So you got your party games, you got your Jack and Coke.
What are you talking about? Okay, anyway. All right,
whatever. That trivia game, it's called Jack box.
I know, but what does that got to do with Jack and Coke?
Because you just said it comes in a Jack box. I was trying to make a crossover.
Your humor got worse since you went across the
that's date fine. That's you put it in a Jackbox. That's cross merchandising.
Okay, fine, whatever, man. But yeah, I'm glad you came back alive. I mean, we thought we lost you, and you come back, and then you him sick. I'm like, man, this dude disappeared. That's messed up. But welcome back, Carter. Welcome back. Did you bring back at least some snacks or some shit?
Oh man, that Belgium chocolate is so good. God damn.
I can believe that.
In Belgium, that's the best chocolate I've ever had, and it's the best like hot chocolate I've ever had. That was good. So
and the Swedes ain't gonna like to hear that though. Them Swedish people be saying they chocolate the best.
Well, I haven't had no Swedish chocolate yet. I haven't been up there yet. Mm. But I'll do it one day. I'll try it and I'll compare it. But yeah, that Belgium chocolate was good. I did try some chocolate in Barcelona. Ass.
Well, considering you said their food tastes like nothing, it makes sense.
Yeah, but everything else was fantastic, man. You know they do fucking treats and stuff. Yeah. So good, all the pastries in Europe.
Yeah,
just walking down the street, all these pastries in the window. Like, is that whole culture of like eating some dinner and like walking down the street and getting a fucking pastry dessert? Man, that was good. That's a good life.
Did you fucking eat like you wake up every morning and get a croissant? Every morning in France?
Yeah, they're heavy on that bread shit in the morning. So, you get some bread and cheese and some prosciutto. Like, that's your breakfast.
I saw a video. They were like, you you have a cigarette and coffee so you can go caca. I thought that was breakfast.
Like, no, we left out the cigarette and stuff.
Yeah, you had the coffee though. You had to go caca after the coffee though. I'm sure that coffee is pretty hard.
Oh, Sylvia said the coffee was very strong.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah, it hit hard over there. They be drinking mortar oil.
They got those flavors over there. They got different flavors. It was very nice.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you came back. Oh, I guess I can bring in the show. Being off for 3 weeks. Sorry. I guess we're back. And this is the episode of the podcast. I don't even know what number this is at this point.
Mid-180s.
This is episode 186, Mainstream Podcast, unedited. I ain't editing the shit. We recording it as is. You getting it in your ear if you like it. Cool if you don't. But talk to my lawyer. I don't know. Whatever. But we back. Hey, 186. Welcome back, Chris. Welcome back, Jeff.
Yeah. I'm almost healed. Almost normal.
Yeah, I'm glad you came back. I got a trip story too, sort of, kind of. I'm just going to tell parts of it as we go along this episode. Have you ever been attacked by a fucking seagull before?
Who?
A fucking seagull.
Attacked? No.
Okay, I was fucking accosted by a fucking seagull.
Where were you next to a seagull?
Seattle? I was minding my own business, walking down the street. Well, not the street. In a food court area. Had a piece of bread in my hand.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, bro, picture you standing there minding your own business and like little kid roll up on you and just snatch like $5 out your pocket and walk away. Like, don't say, excuse me, sir. Don't say, what's up? Nothing. Just disappear. That's kind of what happened. So I'm eating a pastry, a piece of bread. I was holding it in my hand, not even paying no attention. Big ass seagull grabs my hand, says, let me get that.
He takes it. Was it a fly and grab or was he walking next to you?
No, it was a fly and grab. He bit my finger. I felt something. I felt it grab my finger and then I'm like, what the fuck was that? And then this giant 787 big ass signal, like, oh, come on, eating my fucking bread, looking at me like I did something wrong.
Your food is gone.
But dude, a seagull is very vicious. Well, not vicious, like kill you, but vicious, like, I'm going to take your shit. Like, I'm going to take your food. Whole time seeing people getting snatched up. They just sitting there waiting on you to walk around with it in your hand and not be paying attention. Because it's like, if you're eating it, they ain't fucking with you. But as soon as you like dangle it a little bit or hold it over here, they like, oh, that's all me, money. That's all me. So, got a piece of bread.
They be knowing. Like, they be knowing what's food. They've been trained so good at being around people, they ain't scared of nobody.
Yeah, seriously, dude. And like, he looking at me, it felt like an R. Kelly thing. He was like, I'm looking at him, he's looking at me. And I'm like, bro, where's my fucking bread? It gone.
I felt the same way, not being attacked, but that like the pigeons over in Europe are not scared of people. So they're just walking and like, mm-hmm. we're all getting off the subway and we're just all walking in like a single file line and they're going between us. They're going between our feet. I'm like saying pigeons, I'm telling them, excuse me. Can I get by you? Pass on your left. And they barely get out the way. Like they will walk right up to your feet and shit.
Well,
they're not scared of you at all.
That reminds me of the same story with the rats in New York. Same situation. The rats in New York don't give shit.
They out there paying rent too. They live in the apartments with you.
Them rats don't care about your life. Like I literally remember being in the subway, seeing a fucking rat carry a tub. You ever seen those tubs of macaroni and cheese from Kroger? He was carrying that shit down the subway like it was nobody's business.
Yeah,
like,
that whole pint for himself.
He had the whole small pint, dude. I was like, dude, I'm looking at other people beside me. I'm like, do y'all see this shit? And they just ain't phased. Like, it ain't nothing. It's all good for them.
Speaking of those big animals, I saw one of those fucking Game of Thrones crows, dude, over in London.
Oh, that's big, isn't it?
They're the ravens. Sorry, I don't want to disrespect them because they're fucking huge. They're ravens.
Right, right.
Those messenger ravens, those dudes, like, they're like a small fucking dog or something. They're huge.
Yeah.
It ain't no little crow. It's a whole ass animal, like a dinosaur thing. And I'm like, damn, they're huge. And then they're hanging around and they're kind of just chilling in this one spot at this castle. Right. And then they have like a kennel for them. I guess they're free to do what they want, but they go back and they have like a handler and they chill in this kennel. I guess they sleep there, hang out, they get their food there, whatever, but they're just walking around like they own the place. But they're fucking big. I didn't know Raven was like that big.
Yeah. I went to Baltimore earlier this year and they have ravens there too, but I'm almost for certain the raven you saw probably is way bigger than the ones that are in Baltimore around that area.
Those OG ravens, they gotta be the bigger ones, I bet.
Yeah, I can feel that'd probably be scary as hell seeing a fucking flying fox. Like, damn, that's big ass bitch just flying around. Like, oh no, this is a raven, it's all right.
And I can see how, you know, they're kind of like scary things in lore and stuff, mythology, but they just look more intimidating and creepy and shit. They're big sons of bitches. Yeah. But then I wanted to ask them how they know where to deliver those messages and shit. That's what I've always fucking wondered. Like messenger pigeons, messenger birds and shit, you tie it to their foot and they show up at the other castle. I never got that.
Training? You know what?
But you let them go. Like you say, you fly west, you tell this king that, and then you go over here to this king, you go to the Middle East, you go to Asia, you go to France. Like, how do you tell the motherfucker where to go?
Right. Yeah.
That's crazy. I feel it. That's interesting.
Speaking of telling the motherfucker where to go, right? You're going to be sad in the moment. You're going to hell. You're going to tell somebody to go to hell. But I just saw this. I ain't mad.
I won't be mad. You can tell me. Tell me.
OLED Steam Deck?
Oh, yeah. I saw that. That's an upgrade. That's good. That's good.
Your shit ain't worth nothing now, boy.
It still works just like it did yesterday before they said anything.
It works. It works badly, though. It don't work the same.
That's like telling somebody, oh, you got a Wii U. They got a Switch and like 15 years later. Of course, everything gets better. It's got a better screen. I got my shit 2 years ago. They're always going to come out with upgrades, bro. I ain't mad at you. Like, they got to do what they got to do.
Dude, so you only had this shit a year. That ain't been 6 years.
It's been longer than a year. It's been like a year and a half, almost 2 years. But
what is going on over there?
It's only $50 more, but it has
no. We ain't skating past what you just really just happened. You just literally
is a hiccup.
Damn,
I'm recovering. Recovering addict. But it's got more space, better screen, better battery life, and a big. I don't know. I think the screen's the same size. It's just better, and it's got HDR and all this shit. Like it's like wow. So it's very nice, and it's only $50 more. So. That's very nice for whoever's picking it up now. And then the old versions, the stock they have on them, they like cut the price a lot. But at this point, if you're buying one, definitely get that $650.
I mean, do you think buying the depreciated, you know, non OLED one right now, is it worth getting?
Yeah, it's still a great console. It still does exactly what it's advertised to do. The other one is not more powerful. They didn't like, it's not a Steam Deck 2 yet. They haven't like redone the insides yet, but it's a better experience. It looks cleaner. I've seen the pictures like side by side with the brightness of the screen and stuff. Like it looks cleaner, but the other one's still good.
Okay.
But yeah, I think the other one got marked. The one I got is like $450 now. Uh-huh. And this new one is $650. So if a couple $100 means something to you.
What?
Yeah, the original it was $599. They marked it down, I think, to $450 to clear it out. And this new one with the OLED is $650 with the 1 terabyte.
$650. You're joking.
No, did you? That's the OLED price, $650. It's a fucking portable computer, yeah. All these portable things are very expensive. Those other the Asus one and all this shit, they're all like $900 for these things, man. It costs a lot of money.
I'm good. I'm fine.
I mean, but you can get the markdown one for like $450 plus tax, so like $500, the same price as a Xbox or something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now I'm good. $650. People think we got out of money,
but they selling them, man. They sold a few million of these things, so they're doing all right.
I mean, yeah, a few million of the original, but not the new one. It's $650.
The other one was $599, so it's not that much of a price increase.
I guess.
But they start at $399 for the base model with like 256 megabytes of base and stuff, the SSD. So it still performs pretty much the same, but less good of a screen and less storage.
That's fine.
But it's a good console. I played that shit on the plane. I was playing some games, man.
I mean, you had 8 hours to kill, so yeah, I can see why you would
do that. I had to.
Was you all know what kind of seats were you in? Good seats? You was in them special seats that you could sit there and feel good all night, or you were just in some basic ass economy?
No, we had just a little bit extra leg room seats, but they're bigger when they got the three rows going on. They got bigger seats anyways. But I looked into it. I was like, man, I want to be like these people up front. They got the bed, like the little bedroom and shit.
Right.
In business class.
Right.
Looked up those prices. It's like $6,000 a ticket.
Yeah.
Upgrade. And I was like, nah, we can sit back here. I can sit upright. I'm fine. I'm good for now. I'm not doing that.
Like we used to have people would go like on business trips, right? Because they're business class. And it's like ridiculous the amount of money you got to pay for business class. I'm like, okay, speaking of that, like work, I have problems in my work. It's been a sad week, but it's crazy as hell. Cause it's like, okay, somebody's spending the company's money to sit in a seat to go sleep night. And the amount is like legit $6,000, $7,000, $8,000.
Yeah, easily a ticket. You can go to $10,000 for a ticket for one way. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Bro.
And then when so much of the front of the plane is dedicated to those seats and they're full, and I'm like, looking at these people, I'm like, they're not all on business trips. When I see a family of four people with their own bed, I'm like, they're fucking balling. They spent $40,000 on tickets just to take their kids overseas. Like they got money. So you walk past those people, do the walk of shame to get past their seats to get back to your seat. And you're like, God damn, walking past all this cash money.
Craziest thing I've seen all week.
One of those days, man, that'd be fantastic to get that accidental upgrade. That's the time when you can enjoy it. Not when you pay for it, but when they bump you up. That'd be a beautiful thing.
So a question. Would you rather sit in one of them seats, right? For $6,000, right? Would you rather sit in a seat one time, take a 10-hour flight one time? Or would you let them give you, say, half that amount, like $2,000 as a gift card or some shit? Which one would you take?
What if they put me in a regular seat and gave me $2,000?
A regular seat, back of the plane, right beside the bathroom, $2,000 in pocket.
Right now?
Right now. For me,
right now? Yeah, I'll take the money. I'll suffer, get the cash money, and then use it on my vacation.
You went to Europe.
But I'm thinking, like, I'd have to have 1.5 million at least liquid in the bank.
$1.5 million to do what?
To feel comfortable buying a ticket like that.
Oh yeah, shit, damn right. $6,000.
I had to be in the millions to be like, okay, I can buy a $10,000 ticket. Otherwise, never gonna happen.
Damn right. Like, ain't no way in hell I would buy a ticket, that kind of ticket, ever in life. So yeah, hell yeah, I would definitely be like six. I would have to have like $2 million in the bank to buy it.
You know, they were
one ticket.
They were offering, I think on one of the pathways, like up to $1,500 if you took the like diverted flight because they were overbooked.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're like, nah, we're not delaying this trip by like a day. But they're like, we'll give you like $1,500 for your seat. I'm like, that would be nice if it was like a domestic flight. I didn't have anywhere to be, but I can't take that offer this time. But
have you ever done that before? Have you ever taken it? Because it's always funny because you go to the airport and it was like, they start out nice. So they start out in, I want to say like three stages. Stage one, we're a little overbooked and we'll offer you like $800 in credits if you, take a different flight. Like one or two people go up there, right? And they still need like two more seats. Then the second stage of that is, all right, we still need a couple of more people. The change their flights and we'll get them changed. We'll offer you like $1,500 in credit, right? Like one more person go up there. Then that final stage of like when they still need two or three more seats. Like, hey, motherfuckers, we ain't going nowhere until somebody asks. Like, what? Like, I'm
not like, we're gonna start drawing names, and you're gonna get out this shit.
Like, you about to get pushed off this bitch? But like, bro, I don't care what y'all do, but we ain't going no fucking where until somebody like, bro, come on, man.
I've been able to take that offer, I think, one time because it was on a way back home, and I didn't care if I was late getting home by like another 6 hours or whatever. But it was only like $300, $350, something like that. So I could buy me another ticket, but I never got one of those super good thousands of dollars offers. So maybe one of these days. But I always got shit to do. I always got that something playing. Like I need to get there, start my vacation, so I can't really waste a day. But it'd be nice.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I'm saying, well, I'm like, bro, I wish I could do it. I really wish that one day I'd be like, they'd be like, you get down to the last person, and they'd be like, we'll offer $2,000 and get you sucked out, suggy, suggy. Yes, I'll, over here, me.
There was a few years ago, I saw a funny video of some guy documenting his family vacation where like 10 people went to Disney World and they did the offer to buy your seat thing. And he decided to stay back. He's like, fuck y'all, go ahead and go to Disney World. I'll see you in like 2 days, whatever it takes. On his delays, like they offered me $2,000. I'm taking it. I'll see you guys tomorrow or whatever. Yeah. So this family was all pissed at this dude for ditching them on their family vacation for like a day or so. He's like, I'm taking that money. Screw this.
I mean, shit, I would too. Like, first of all, I don't even like y'all as my family members, and I can get money? Hell no.
Money and still keep your flight. Just do it later? Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay. I mean, I would do it too. Like, I'm with you. A lot of times, I'm like trying to get somewhere, and I can't just take it, right? I would love to take it, but you just really can't do it unless you don't have nowhere to really go. So, no worries. I just wonder if you ever took it before, but if you only done it once, that's better than me. I've never been able to do it.
Yeah, money's nice.
Money good, money nice. Good. Yeah, man. But yeah, fucking seagull took my shit, took my bread. Like, what the fuck?
You gotta be on guard.
Yeah, I've seen some weird stuff, and like I was saying, this week has been kind of
what was sad at your job? Everybody got fired.
I mean, pretty much, bro. Welcome to corporate America. Enough said.
Damn.
They out here. They don't give a fuck. They don't care about you, dog. They don't care about your life.
Video game companies laying off. Tech companies laying off. Golf companies laying off.
Everybody, man. It's like, damn. Fuck y'all, dog. Like, for real.
You still got a W-2?
Do I still have a W-2?
Like, set up in their system? You still good?
I mean... That's like a catch-22 question, because considering I still would get a W-2 this year.
Yeah.
Didn't have a job. Like, what the fuck? Like, yes, I have a W-2.
You still got direct deposit with them?
I still have direct deposit with them. Yeah, I'm fine, but it's a whole bunch of homies that ain't.
That's always sad.
Yeah, so I'm sad. Then I turn around, have to go to a Koopa conference today. Been there all day. It was nice though to get out.
Like a Nintendo fan conference.
No, fool.
Koopas. You're dressing up as a Koopa.
It's the same shit that you do. It's when you go to a damn conference for your work.
The Koopa brothers.
No, bro. I'm not. They be calling me King Koopa at work. I think it's the dumbest shit ever. I think it's so clever and so funny. Ha ha ha! King Koopa. That ain't funny. I don't want to hear that. But anyway,
that's great.
We was out there.
Yeah, you just went to one in May. Why are you doing it again so soon? I mean,
bro, we do conferences all the time. We out here, we conferencing. Just because
you're just trying to get an excuse to go drinking.
No, that ain't, well, no. That was last night. Well, that wasn't the day. That was last night. But today we were conferencing. Like, yeah, it's just because you Blue Yonder kids, y'all can't do nothing except once a year. We out here. We doing it. We're doing it multiple times a year.
Man, I'm good. We have actual work to do. We can't just party all the time.
It wasn't a party. If you don't start rustling that goddamn paper, you talking about a party. You out here eating out of a bag. Are you eating?
I'm not. I wish I was eating. I'm not eating yet.
Oh, man. Can you taste?
Oh, yeah, I didn't lose none of that.
That was good. I just made sure. Shit. Just a question, man.
Yeah, I didn't get no permanent side effects, no defects.
You already had enough defects, though. That's too late for that. But anyway. Well, man, what the hell is you rustling in? If you ain't eating, what'd you
mean? Why you eating paper? I didn't know it was rustling up the.
Is it German chocolate? Not German. The Belgian chocolate. That what you eating?
No, that's in the other room. I need to get on some of that.
Man, you ain't even send me none, man. You ain't even say, "Hey, dog."
We're gonna eat it all.
I ain't gonna be none though. I leave no crumbs. No crumbs.
We didn't share much chocolate, if any. We gave some to the kids, and then these kids are like. Like, I don't want to try nothing new. I'm like, okay, give that Belgian shit back then.
Well, I mean, I'm sure to the kids, they like, it's not good to them, probably. It's considering it's probably less sweet than any chocolate that we have. So
no, that ain't surprising. It's more good or better. It's so good.
It's more good or better?
It's way better. Way better than our shit. Way better than our Hershey shit. Like they always say, they just say our stuff tastes like fucking dirt. And it's kind of true when you eat that stuff and it's so nice and
well.
I don't know how to describe it. I don't have my like chocolate terms set up for like pastries and baked goods and stuff like that to tell you how good it tastes, but it's better.
I'm telling you, man, it's velvety. I've had Belgian chocolate before. I've had chocolate from other places. It's more velvety, kind of like smoothie. Like
it's real tastes smooth.
Better. Yeah, it flows when you eat it, but it's not sugary though. Kids want that sugar. They don't care how smooth it is. That ain't until you get old when you want to, you know, throw back that old fashioned. That was smooth. It went down nice. When you're a kid, it's like, man, that shit tastes like garbage.
Could be that. They're waiting for that American sugar hit.
But glad I ain't getting no chocolate. That's fucked up. Every time I go somewhere, I bring something back, dog.
My bad. We were, I don't think if we bought one more chocolate bar, we couldn't have fit it on our luggage.
Wow. You're just going to hit me with the, we ain't got enough room in our luggage for a chocolate bar, like a whole chocolate bar.
This man's like, yes, we were maxed out.
Man, what did you bring back? A fucking box of cigarettes? How were you maxed out?
No, just a few postcards and some chocolate. And we got a pissing mannequin statue.
Pissing mannequin? What do you mean? Did you just click it? Are you?
No, I'm showing you the little version of what we got. So this is a famous thing in Belgium that been there for like 500 years or something like that. So this little pissing mannequin guy, we bought a version of him.
And it's actually called Mannequin Piss. Oh my God.
So he's just a mannequin peeing.
Why would the fuck you buy that and bring it home? Why?
That was in our luggage so we can set it up and have it at the store.
Why?
Because it looks funny. It's a guy peeing. It looks funny. It's a famous statue on the other side of the world, so decided to get one for ourselves.
you went to a foreign country and you brought back what you thought was great, was bringing back a little miniature pissing fucking mannequin. What you thought?
He's like 20 inches tall or something. It's pretty good.
But
that was the biggest purchase, the biggest keepsake or whatever you want to call it.
But I can't get a candy bar
because I have some extra candy bars. I might drop one in the mail. I got a few.
This man's here literally said we ain't got room. We brought like a pissing mannequin.
Like he took up a lot of space. Took up a lot of space, man.
I can see that, but bro, like I couldn't get a candy bar because you had a pissing mannequin. Like, whose idea was it? Hello?
Sylvia really wanted a pissing mannequin.
Why?
Because they do water sports at the nursery.
Bro, like this is getting a little out of hand. I don't want to know what y'all was doing. Y'all were doing some freaky shit over there. I don't want to know.
They have fountains at the nursery, so that'd be a cute fountain to show off and like just have there doing like peeing in a bucket or something. I don't know how we're going to circulate the water, but we'll figure it out.
Couldn't you just stand there and piss in the water? And you just do that?
Not all day. Like, that thing can go all day.
I mean, drink a lot of fucking water.
Like, one of them is a cute statue. One of them is a felony. So, it's not going to work. I'm not going to be out there peeing in front of customers. Can't work like that.
One is a felony for sure. Somebody going to jail. Like, yeah. I that would be on the news. Man,
that's going on my record.
There is no coming back from that one, for sure.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good for customer retention.
I mean, somebody might like it. You don't know. One of them customers might be like, ooh, look at that. It's a pissing man. And might like it. Who knows? I don't know. It wouldn't be me, though. But yeah, I still can't get over the fact that I can't even get a bar of chocolate because y'all want to bring home some pissing minions.
I said it ain't over till it's over. I just got to drop one in the mail.
Drop one in the mail, man. Anyway, I'm glad you came back and didn't get arrested. Also, a weird thing I've seen. Have you ever seen people just sitting outside in the middle of the day drinking wine on the corner?
Not where I'm from.
Well, when you close to the hood, that shit is obviously normal. And I was trying to debate, like, why in the hell would motherfuckers, literally, 11 o'clock in the afternoon, just sitting on the club.
I've seen people drinking, not drinking wine.
Drinking wine out of a bottle. Now, I don't mean, like, out of a glass. I don't mean they over there having some charcuterie board. They ain't doing none of that.
Charcuterie board, yeah.
Yeah, that's charcuterie good. Board. They ain't doing that. It's out there.
Oh, there's no. It's just wine. No
coochie board. There was no coochie board. It was just motherfuckers drinking wine in the middle of the day.
Now people are getting more sophisticated. What can you say? They got $5 wine at Walgreens.
It ain't sophisticated when you're drinking out of a goddamn bottle. Like, if you drink it out of a glass with a coochie board, sophisticated. You drink it on a curb, no coochie board, you need to find something to do with your life. That's it.
I mean, it's saving you from having to wash a glass. Do they have disposable wine glasses, like styrofoam wine glasses?
Disposable, it's called a cup, like a red Solo. Put it in the cup.
But they got all those rules, which I've never studied, all the rules for the different shapes. For like, this kind of wine goes here, this kind of wine goes here, this one has this convex shape.
They were drinking it out of the fucking bottle.
I know, but I'm saying like, you're not supposed to put it in a Solo glass, you got to put it in the right shape styrofoam cup.
When I looked at them, I don't think they're connoisseurs of. They're not sommeliers. I can tell you that they were just regular ass motherfuckers. They weren't sommeliers.
They're from Mogadishu. Where are they from?
Mogadishu. I don't even know what the fuck.
I thought he said something about Somalis.
No, oh no, not a Somali. A sommelier.
I know.
Oh my god. There was two Somalis. I just wow.
They got the taste buds for it.
Yeah. What? That's racist. What do you mean?
If they're educated on the wine, my palate is not made for like figuring out all the fruits and the wines and the floats.
Are you talking about Somalis or are you talking about sommeliers?
We're talking about tasting wine.
Yeah. Okay. But you said Somali people, they got the taste buds for it, and I'm like, who are we talking about exactly at this point? I don't even know. Who are we talking about? Okay. Oh, fine. Man. Okay, but yes, I don't have the taste buds for you. I don't. God, you just sucked them all the fucking air in the room at one time. Like, what the? Get in my ear.
Oh, shit,
you
man.
Get your ass in my ear with that shit, man. What are you doing?
Oh, I try not to breathe on you. So I don't want to infect you.
Oh, man, this dude's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I got that post-nasal drip.
Man, I thought you got this shit fixed. Did you not?
No, this is the COVID symptoms.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
I got that
mellow yellow coming out of my face sometimes.
Okay, please. Nobody wants to know that at all. Well, at least you feel better. Yes? No? Maybe?
Yeah, I'm on the fifth day of it, so I'm coming out of it.
Ah, Dave, Jesus. I'm sure that first day was rough.
It wasn't as bad as like a year ago. First time I got it, so this time was a lot easier. Mm. Still not fun, but it was like fine.
Well, I mean that's probably because you got that thing in your system, probably, and that does help. I remember when I had it in December, I was like, man, I couldn't imagine getting it before. Like, dude, the people who got it and came through and was fine, like, man,
I'm protected from anything. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I'm just like, dude, I had the shot, and I'm like, this is what it feels like with something that helps? Jesus.
This is what it feels like.
What the fuck? This just randomly breaks out in a song. What are you doing? Well, at least you're the only person who get it, too. That also makes it helpful, because, you know, it's better that you suffer alone.
Oh, well, no, she got it a couple days later.
Oh. When I talked to you, you was like, she all right, she ain't got it. Then 2 days later, I coughed on her. I sucked up the air. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the positivity went to swim between us.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, wait, are you taking care of it? It sounds like you in here doing a podcast. You ain't going to take care of it?
I mean, she can survive for that hour.
Dang.
No, she just got a cough. I brought some cough drops, though.
So. All drops. Drop there tops. You go. We're going to cook in the hot box.
That's cool. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
That's cool. You going to go make some dinner, I hope. Make some soups.
I had a soup today. I'm not going to make no soup for dinner. How about like a microwave, oven pizza, pork chop?
This dude said an oven pizza or pork chop. They're not even in the same family. Not even close.
Same family. We ain't doing food families. Like there's options out here. I'm just like kind of going running the gamut.
Bro, you started with microwave.
That was a misspeak.
Okay.
We're skipping the microwave 100%.
Yeah.
Straight to the oven, or either come from the freezer or the fridge.
Okay.
One takes some prep work, one doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with like, I'm still good with some things that have instructions on the back.
Like, that's the only thing you're good at. That's the thing. Like, and she's leaving you to cook the food. Everything need to have instructions on the back. You don't need to do nothing that makes you think. You need to do everything with instructions. Because you fuck up a wet dream, so you need to make sure.
Yeah, everything that has this, like, here's the pile of ingredients. Like, I'm gonna need you to push me in a direction. What do I do with this?
What do I need to do with this, sir?
What's next?
Yeah.
Do I cut this vertical or horizontal?
Yeah, I ain't got no faith in you to make decisions on when it comes down to food. Not really at all. What the fuck was that sound? Why is it in my ears? What the fuck was that?
What the fuck was that? No, I was agreeing with you. Whatever.
That was not a yes. That was not a huh-huh. That was a like, what are you doing? Are you tickling your toes?
I can't get all my frequencies out my throat. So like certain things get missed. Like I skip a sound cue or something.
I guess. So
my singing voice and everything is not there.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Is this kind of weird to me that you just like make sounds?
The Somali pirates took it.
Okay. Well, the Somalis, they be still. Well, I mean, we'll keep it a little short and simple. At least we came back. Jesus. I'm actually surprised because I thought you wasn't going to show back up. So.
Going to the end of the year, trying to the road to 200.
I know, right? The more you keep disappearing, the longer we got to get to 200. God damn, every time. And I know we're coming up on the holidays. We're going to be holidaying out. So that's fine.
You know, Thanksgiving is early this year. It's like 2 weeks from today.
Yes, I know. It is kind of weird. But it's like, fucked
up because the first Thursday happened on like the second. So it messed everything up.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. So and it makes it like, can you go? Yeah.
I thought we was on last Thursday of the month because it's usually like the last week of the month.
But yeah.
I get told it's the fourth Thursday of the month.
Yeah, there's five Thursdays.
This month's kind of weird.
Yeah, very odd. Damn, we almost at the end of the year. It's going to be 2020 motherfucking fall. Like, what? Yeah,
I don't have my turkey bought yet to get defrosted. So in 2 weeks, I need to do that.
Man.
And then Christmas happens. What are you going to get me?
I didn't even get a goddamn candy bar.
I got you a chocolate bar. I got you one coming with your name on it. What am I going to get?
leprosy. I don't know. Shit. What do you want?
Hey, that's one of those things they say you can't send through the mail. You can't send like LED batteries or whatever, fucking paint and leprosy. So you need to hand deliver that.
Okay.
Bring it on down.
That's fine.
You're invited to the Christmas potluck. Come on, man.
Thank you, man. I'm coming. Wait, don't you get a free turkey every year anyway?
Yeah, I need to get my coupon.
Me keeping. Are they still doing it, or do you know? You don't know.
No, yet, they give us a free turkey or ham every year.
Dang, you sure you don't want to change up to the ham? You seem to be all about the ham of a sudden.
We usually have one ham and one turkey, so we got a basis covered. So it don't matter which one is free, but we're gonna eat both.
Okay, well, why don't you get one criminal, one for
we do that too. Yeah, maybe. I think last time we had two turkeys and a ham, so one of them we held back.
Okay.
Because it's only so many people, you know, that you can't eat all that meat. That's a lot of meat.
I mean, never mind.
If you're motivated, you can try to.
I don't have nothing to say about your meat, sir. You keep your meat to yourself. I ain't got nothing to say about it.
Yeah, you gotta have some ham on Christmas.
No meat Thursdays. No meat.
And then after Christmas, it's off to vacation.
You already was on vacation. You doing vacation again?
Well, the whole family going to down south El Salvador, so we'll be hanging out after
Christmas. Can you send me some no, you're gonna be like, well, we had to bring back a piss in El Salvador. I had to bring back a piss in El Salvador. I'm sorry.
There'll be another peace statue coming back with us.
Our bag was stuffed full of, you know, pissing El Salvadorians. I just want an empanada.
I'll deep freeze you one.
Bring me an empanada and a pupusa, please. Just one. I'm cool. Thank you.
Okay. And on that, what do you call that? That deep fried ice? What's that? Mailing ice?
What?
That ice you can mail to keep stuff cold?
Dry ice?
Dry ice. Yeah, I was thinking deep fried ice.
This dude said deep fried ice. I'm like, what are you talking about? How do you deep fry ice? How do you do that?
The ice that stays icy.
Ice. Came through dripping, drip, drip. Okay, fine. All right, man. Well, I'll let you go find you some food. I'm glad you came back alive, sort of, kind of. I don't know what else to tell you. Whoever going to listen to this podcast, you getting this shit raw in your ear.
I'm just happy I figured out how to turn this microphone on.
Me too. That's just dumb as hell. You've been gone only a couple of weeks, and now you can't even turn the mic on, and then you get mad at me.
I forget how to use all this technology. When you're on vacation, man, you just flush everything.
Flush everything when you get on a plane and you drink a Coke and you got to take a shit. Yes, you flush.
That's man, there's one comment. I don't want to hold you up.
No, you good. Go ahead.
I was disappointed there. In Barcelona,
the toilets.
Paris, London, and Belgium, nay one bidet. I didn't get sprayed once. Like, they had no cool toilets. All they had on their toilets was the buttons, you know, like the half circle and the full circle for a bigger flush.
That's not a European thing, bro. The bidet, that part of Europe is not
bidet. But they have bidets all over Italy, is what I learned.
Italy is in
Europe.
Yeah, well, Italy is a clean...
You're going to say a foreign country? What do you say?
Well, yeah, it is a foreign country, but when you're in Europe, it's not a foreign country. But my point was, they're more of a clean set of the Europeans.
But I was expecting to see it because they had different toilets. And they don't care about conserving water, because you push that button, mm-hmm. about 45 gallons of water come flowing out.
And they want to wash that shit crazy. Down. They want to smell your poop.
Yes, because they have that poop shelf, and then they have like that low bottle, low shelf of water in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, compared to our toilets, we have a big bucket of water. They have a little bit of water and a big poop shelf, and then they have like a fucking 200 gallons of water that flow over it to push your shit down.
What the fuck is a poop shelf? What is that?
Okay. Their toilet is not built like a bowl. Sometimes it has like a shelf. I don't know why, but it has a shelf, and then like lower down the hill, there's a little bit of water.
Yo, Dookie was mad heavy, baby. Hit the side of the ball, really rolling. What the fuck?
Like, it's gotta slide down a hill. It's like, you ever been sliding down a hill when it snows, like on a trash lid? Like,
no.
It's like that. It's like a turd hill. but they don't know about like courtesy flushes. Like, you know how you go ahead and go, you flush, whatever. I guess they wait till you do everything at the end, like one big ass flush, because when you lift the lid up of the toilet, it blocks the buttons to push, you know, to flush the toilet. So you have to be able to get your arm out of the socket, pop your arm out of the shoulder and shit to reach back, pull the lid back, lean forward a little bit, and like push the button to do like a little courtesy flush.
Yo, I've had that happen before too, so I ain't gonna even lie where you be in the bathroom and you like, I'm trying to take this shit in peace, and then somebody come up beside you. Oh, that's right. We ain't talked this whole fucking long. I forget. There's so much shit that happened in between it.
A lot of shit.
Yeah, literally. Cause I forget. I went to Kansas City, right? My first ever experience with a unisex bathroom. I had never had it happen. It's a bathroom. It's like, this bathroom is for everybody. So I'm going in the bathroom. I go, like, you know, you look at the bathroom, it's like it's for everybody, but I didn't really think too much of it. Then it was like there was a dude, like, you know, like the picture of the pissing mannequin to the left and then a woman to the right, other way around, left, right, whatever. So I go right. And I'm thinking that's the man side. I'm like, okay, maybe you just come out and wash your hands on the same side. Fine. But I have been in one of those. No, bro, this is every stall can be any person. It could be anybody. It could be a woman, a man, cat, dog, that's little person.
That's a bathroom.
Man, I'm in there trying to do a spooky dookie. I'm like, I had to try to reach back.
And there's some chicks next to you.
Man, she had a horrible night. And I was like, I'm trying to do this spooky dookie.
You can do the spooky dookies over in Europe because they do like the floor to ceiling, like doors. Like they have privacy. Yeah, yeah.
That one was Florida. It was
like a
Bucky's. It wasn't completely floor to ceiling. It was like there was a crack at the bottom on the ceiling and the floor, but it wasn't enough that you could see through. But it was enough that the smell can come through.
Smells go down, then they come up.
So I was like, let me do this crazy flush. And so to wrap that story up, I'm trying to reach back. I'm like you said, damn near had to pop my fucking arm out so I can get her fat. I'm old, but I'm like, I can't reach this motherfucking button to save my life.
And they make this shit so uncomfortable. I'm like, what?
They need to look. We need to come up with a button that's like on the bottom.
They do have. I've seen it. They got ones with a foot pedal. You tap your bottom or your heel, and you can flush it from your foot.
Well,
but they didn't have those where we went. That you had to reach around, and then you had to pay a dollar, €1, to go to public restrooms in Paris.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But they have guys after every piss or shit, and they're most of the time, some of them are universal bathrooms. You just line up, pay a dollar, go in a special stall.
Yeah.
Every time someone pisses, like the dude goes in there with a mop, checks everything, cleans it, scrubs the toilet. So then you're giving them like a dollar every time, but they're constantly cleaning the bathrooms like behind you and all the public restrooms. Interesting.
Well, yeah.
But there's one bathroom when you get off the train, you can go in there and get like a pack of gum, a thing of deodorant. The guy will shine your shoes. You can take a shit. You can like do a coat check. Like, it's weird. It's like, hey, you want to get a Coke and go to the bathroom? It's all right here. Like, they got like a little stand. It's all combined.
Yeah.
And it's just a different culture. And then there was ones where the ladies were constantly cleaning, but they're cleaning like they're like sweeping on your feet while you're pissing at the urinal. And they're just like, they're just in there and they just kept cleaning and people just keep peeing and they're just walking around back and forth and like they don't stop what they're doing at all. And I was like, okay, I guess
that's a job. They don't give a fuck if you're pissing
that
shit.
That's how they get down, man. They just go in there.
But I'm all cool with the ones that you got to pay in because it keeps from having people come in doing horrible things to the bathroom. But man, it's the worst feeling ever. And you go to a bathroom.
Yeah, we're nice.
And you really got to go. And you go in that bathroom is disgusting and you can't go. That's worse.
I appreciate it, but then like everybody has to have a dollar, and there's some people that I was seeing getting turned away, and I'm like, this would not work in America. They'd have a revolt if somebody said you got to give me $1.50 to go pee, man. But that's what they do over there. Like, hey, give me some money. You can't go pee unless you give me money.
I mean, I'm okay with that as long as, like I said, if the bathroom clean. Like, how many? Like, seriously. Like, yeah, I can see where you say you might not have the dollar. That probably does happen. But who gets mad like, hey, man, you got to pay a dollar? Like, how many times in a month are you going to be shitting out in the wild? Like, seriously.
It makes you prepare your day, like your path through where you're going.
Yes.
And then, like, exactly. Go to a restaurant where you pay for something so that you get access to their bathroom or something.
Yes,
but then
100%.
You're not just paying a dollar into, like, a coin slot and then opening the lock. Like, you're paying that person's salary. At least they're actually cleaning the shit up constantly.
Oh, yeah. I was like, dude, if that dude in there cleaning up real clean, clean up on me, I'll give him $2.
They made the whole job like, hey, I'm the toilet cleaner. I clean this shit up all day. Like, it's a whole career path for some people now.
All right, here go a whole $5. I'm going to go take this spooky dookie clean up, bro. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to tip you after what I did in there.
Like, dude, I just had a whole fucking baby back there. Clean that shit up. Here go $5. I'm just walking away. Here you go, $5.
Yeah. They don't mind, man. They're getting paid a good wage.
Yeah, well, let's wrap this shit up. Episode 186, Mainstream Podcast. I guess Chris came back. I'm being here, and we back. If you like it, you listening, still, please come back. It was Christmas.
Happy Halloween. Fall. Happy Thanksgiving soon.
Man, it's been that long. That's how long it's been.
Yeah, we went through multiple holidays.
Exactly. It's been that long. So happy all of the things. If you love it, life, love life. If not, we sorry. Listen to the podcast. Thank you. Amen. Goodbye.
Bye.